It is an important thing for Americans to be concerned about, because although at this point it does look like Israel was probably responsible for the assassination, the Iranians will still hold America responsible to some extent by just saying either the Americans were somehow involved in it, complicit in it, or the Americans at least had knowledge of it. And, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, obviously historical bad blood there. And the when the Iranians really think of the global threat against them and, you know, the campaign against them, they really see America still as the great Satan and Israel as the little Satan. So even when Israel does things that America's not really involved in, the Iranians still hold America accountable for it.
There have been seven of these situations since 2007 where Iran's scientists have been either assassinated or there was an attempt to assassinate them, and all but one of them died. And this is a situation that seems to suggest that there is a pattern here. Whoever is behind it, there is a pattern here that I can imagine is infuriating for the Iranian government. And certainly very sad for the families of these people. But it seems to suggest, looking at what we're hearing now from Iran, and coming the same year that General Qasem Soleimani was killed, that they have to be really angry. So what type of process would they go about in terms of singling out someone, or maybe not singling out, but determining who to try to assassinate?
Well, I mean, a lot of what may be happening here, JJ, too, is them just looking at what their options are for retaliating. You know, and they really do have a large range of options, everything from cyber attacks, which, I mean, are pretty much ongoing anyways. They're very active already in cyber attacks against both Israeli American targets, but also their enemies in the Gulf, such as the Saudis. So cyber is definitely one thing they will be considering. They will be looking at, you know, more military. You know, we had the attack against Saudi oil fields with or oil installations with missiles and cruise missiles, drones. They will be looking at those kind of conventional military things. They will be looking at operations against American shipping or American Navy targets transiting through the Straits of Hormuz. But all of those things are really pretty risky on the military side and using conventional forces. You know, they also have proxy forces in the region that they can use, whether it's the Houthis in Yemen, whether it's Hezbollah, Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, even the PMUs in Iraq. And those are probably more along the lines of what I think we're going to see is perhaps the Iranians try to use those proxy groups, in attacks against either American or Israeli interests in the region. The other, of course, is the terrorism card. And we have seen them in the past attempt, terrorist attacks against Israel, specifically connected to the attacks on Iranian nuclear scientists. They attempted to hit Israeli diplomats in places like Bangkok, Tbilisi, Georgia. They tried to hit them in New Delhi and elsewhere. There were also plots disrupted in places like Cyprus and London. So that is also another card that has to be very concerning for both the Americans and the Israelis. And of course, the Israelis have sent out notices to their diplomatic community warning them about the terrorist problem. So those are really, the different tools they have. I think that probably what we're going to see is, terrorism, and we're going to probably see, proxies involved. As far as selecting the targets, I think what they're going to do is see what's vulnerable to the tools they have, rather than trying to, select one, target, from Israel, whether it's, the head of the Mossad or something, that would just be very difficult and pretty much beyond them. So I think they'll go more on what's vulnerable, kind of like what we've seen in the past with the Iranians working with Hezbollah to attack, say, the, Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires, for example.
You've mentioned some of the possible target sets and the process, possibly. One of the things Iran has done in the past is they have actually attempted assassinations here in the U.S., stateside, specifically here in Washington. Do you think that's something that's on the table?
It is a possibility. The good news on that one is, quite frankly, that case was just done really ham-fistedly because it was run by the IRGC. And the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, they really have struggled to project their terrorist power. You know, they've been pretty good at training militant proxies in the region. You know, they've had a lot of success working with groups such as the Houthis and Hezbollah, with the PMUs in Iraq. But when it comes to operating in hostile environments, whether it's been Europe or whether it was, you know, the case in the U.S. Where they were trying to put together a plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador, they were really pretty ham-fisted.
Scott Stewart, Vice President at Torchstone Global. J.J. Green, WTOP News.